I became the Dean of Cincinnati at the appointment of a very small but loyal constituency of supporters. I think it's important for us to recognize that this is not a position that one gains through an election, because this is not supposed to be politics as usual. It is our opinion that when politicians and bureaucrats engage traditional democratic procedures, what happens is a dumbing down of policy. In other words, as a representative government, we often look to our elected officials as somehow being responsible for representing what is popular sentiment or what constitutes popular opinion. The problem, of course, is that what's popular is not necessarily what is good or what is righteous, what is healthy or what is just. Therefore, as the Dean of Cincinnati, it is my responsibility not to create policy or bureaucracy or any of those other kinds of things that perhaps the mayor or city council might be working on regularly, but instead to oversee the intellectual development of the community as a whole. In other words, it is the dean's responsibility to promote vigorous intellectualism in an ongoing public discussion. As a city, we need to have the talk. We need to have the conversation. And it is our belief that when you get everybody talking and you get everybody understanding certain ideas on a real fundamental level, that then maybe it's time for the policy to come. Then maybe it's time to start shuffling some of the papers. It's not that the dean is somehow magically the keeper of truth. In fact, the dean probably shouldn't forward any particular opinion or agenda whatsoever. But it's the idea that through serious conversation, the truth can be ascertained. And unfortunately, that kind of serious conversation is not what's popular right now. At least it's not what is being forwarded to us through the popular media or political front. And that's why this is such a significant post to be filled in a city like ours right now. I also think it's important to say that this isn't necessarily a job that I want, and let me be completely frank. Socrates mentions in his definition of justice that the just leader is the one who leads only because he fears what might happen if someone less qualified were to take the job. It's not that I think I'm more qualified than anyone else. In fact, I will continuously be imploring that somebody come and take this position from me. What's important to us is not that I or any particular person hold the post of dean, but that somebody does.